Thank you, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for August the 29th. We will begin with an invocation. Is the representative from the Jane Faith here? I don't see them. So we'll begin with a moment of silence to begin the meeting, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Vice Mayor Dennis Kavanaugh. So please rise with me and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you, Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The first item on our business agenda is the consent agenda. So, Mr. Christopher, I'd invite you forward to read the consent agenda for us.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on contract to purchase replacement uninterruptible power supply units as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 3B, act on contract to purchase upgrade surveillance equipment for the police department. This purchase is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 3C, act on 3-year term contract for chiller maintenance and repair services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for traffic signal pole painting services for the Transportation Department. The annual contract amount is available through the local streets sales tax fund. Item 3E, act on 3-year term contract for street sweeping services for the Transportation Department. Item 3F, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for magnesium anodes for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 3G, act on contract to purchase one replacement medium-duty truck with 45-foot working height, insulated, telescopic, and articulating aerial device and service body for the Energy Resources Department. Item 3A, act on contract for the Falcon Field Airport Runway 4 Left, 22 Right Blast Pads. This project is funded by the fiscal year 2016-17 Falcon Field Capital Program. Item 4A, introduction of ordinance amending sections 105.1.2 and 503.1.1 of the 2006 International Fire Code as adopted in Title VII, Chapter 2, Section 3 of the Mesa City Code. Item 5A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-017, 5850 through 5959 East Still Circle, located north of Baseline Road and west of South Wrecker Road. Planned area development modification and site plan review to allow for development of an academic building and parking garage. Item 5B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-030, the 5500 block of East McKellops Road, located east of Higley Road and south of McKellops Road. A rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 5C, act on ordinance regarding Z16-031, 1919 West Main Street, located at the southeast corner of Main Street and Dobson Road. Council use permit to allow large format retail within the light industrial district. Item 5D, act on ordinance regarding A13-05, annexing land in the 9700 block of East Brown Road on the south side and the 1100 block of North 98th Street on the west side. This was initiated by the applicant. Item 5E, act on ordinance regarding Z16-032, the 9700 block of East Brown Road on the south side and the 1100 block of North 98th Street on the west side. This is located east of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Brown Road, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on property annexing into the city. Item 5F, act on ordinance amending section 10-4-3 of the Mesa City Code to increase speed limits from 35 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour on a portion of Sossaman Road from Pecos Road to a point 2,800 feet north of Pecos Road as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-033, 406 North Val Vista Drive, located at the northwest corner of Val Vista Drive and University Drive, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a retail commercial center. Item 6B, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with David A. Johnson to facilitate the development of a retail commercial center at 406 North Alvista Drive. And item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Villages at Country Club Phase 2, the 130 to 150 block of West Southern Avenue, and the 1300 to 1400 blocks of South Country Club Drive. This is located south of Southern Avenue and east of Country Club Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you very much. There's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is an update, the city manager's update on current events, including an update on FAQs related to the Mesa Royale Mobile Home Park. I do note that we have, I believe, members of that community present with us today, so this might be a good opportunity for us to go ahead and take care of that agenda item, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor.
Is Fernando around?
Sorry. I make sure. So I have... I would like to share with council some responses to some of the questions that have come up in the past regarding Mesa Royale. We also have a translator here, so I was kind of waiting to see if he could.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what I'll do, Mayor, is maybe I'll cover several of the items that we've identified, questions that have come up in the past. I will read those in English, and I'll go through a few of these, and when Fernando comes, and we'll ask him to take those same items and repeat them in Spanish, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So in the past, these are some of the questions, and I'll just go in no particular order, just order that we've identified them. We can make these, Fernando, I'm gonna go ahead and respond to some of these questions or just read them off, and I'll maybe pause after each one, and then if you could translate them, all right?
Okay.
So I'll tell you which one I'm gonna read, and then I'll just have you translate it right afterwards.
Okay. El señor Chris Brady va a responder unas preguntas, va a responder una a la vez, me da el tiempo para yo traducir lo que está diciendo, ¿está bien?
I saw that, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Brady, excuse me, let me it looks like, Fernando, that rather than passing cards to the city clerk, that some members of the audience may have given you cards requesting to speak, is that correct?
They have three speakers that are going to speak briefly this
okay.
evening. They didn't write their letters or anything tonight, they're just going to come up
okay.
and speak.
Well, yeah. Typically, those cards need to be given to the city clerk so that we know. We've actually already gone past that agenda item, but I'll go ahead and accommodate. But I do need to follow the procedure. Those cards need to be given to the city clerk, and then they need to be given to the mayor, and then I'll invite them to come forward and speak. So, Mr. Brady, why don't we, given that I anticipate some of your material will respond perhaps to some of the issues that are raised by the community, maybe we ought to go back on our agenda and we'll hear from the folks here and then ask you to respond to those. Thank you.
Okay. ¿Quién va a hablar primero?
Thank you very much. The first person that has requested to speak is Salvador Reza.
How are you guys doing?
If you could please give us your name and address, and
Salvador
then you have 3
Reza.
Minutes to speak.
Salvador Reza, 3341 East Cambridge, Phoenix, Arizona. Spokesperson for the Mesa Royale Barrio Defense Committees. I'm kind of glad that you guys put this item on the agenda, but at the same time, I'm kind of sad that nobody told the residents about it. We just found out about it by chance this morning. But the main thing is that the main questions here, and I know what your answers are, is mostly that it's private matter. That is private, it's private, it's private, you say it all the time. But we have videos of Mr. Gene Hamm actually talking to the media like a year and a half before that and basically saying that this was all a move by the city of Mesa to get through the light rail, develop the area around the light rail, and he was one of the victims. That's the way he put it. Of course, he had a lot of violations. A lot of violations, but those violations have been there for 25 years or longer. And the city tolerated it. The city didn't do anything about it until the light rail came through. For that reason, the residents of Mesa Royal basically organized, because to you guys, it's a bunch of trailer homes that are decrypt, but to them is their livelihood. To them is their houses. To them is, some of them have been there 20 years. Some of them have been there for a long time. They've raised their kids through there. So like anybody else, they think that they're entitled to compensation for the move. That was the main deal. In the process, a lot of things happened. We got that delay for a year and a half or 2 years and a half, and it was resolved again. Now, the bottom line is that because of that, the city of Mesa has found that they haven't been complying with the federal law, with a Title 6 for the federal law, and in essence, a lot of things have been happening since then. What the city of Mesa, the residents of Mesa Royal want is basically just compensation for the move. And I don't know what the city is going to answer. But the thing is, because of all of that, we already put complaints to the Attorney General of the United Arizona. We put complaints all the way to the Justice Department. But the main thing is that Mesa, for a long time, has been getting rid of their minorities ever since you got rid of the Tohono O'odhums back in the 1800s without dealing with them. And this is about time that the city of Mesa actually deals with it. I know that you're going to tell me it's a private matter and everything else, but the city has a lot of resources, a lot of friends, a lot of ways of resolving problems. And this is one of them that we hope you actually resolve. Because if you go back to it, well, thank you very much.
Minutes. The next card I have is from Yolanda Triana.
Buenas tardes. Soy la señora Yolanda Triana. Vivo en 644 West Main Street, lote 46.
Just so we're clear, ma'am, we have 3 minutes to speak. And given that you're speaking in Spanish, we'll allow an additional 3 minutes, so a total of 6 minutes because of the interpretation.
My name is Yolanda Triana, and I live at 644 West Main.
West Main,
and lot
46.
46.
Oh. Buenas tardes. Aquí estoy para, pues, como ustedes han dicho y nos dijeron la última vez, ¿a qué vienen si no hay nada que hacer? No tiene nada que hacer.
Because like you said before, in the past, why are you coming? There's nothing to do. There's nothing that can be done.
Que es un caso perdido, pero sabemos nosotros que no.
That it's a lost cause, but we know that it is not.
Sabemos que hay programas que los cuales ustedes no nos quieren dar a conocer. Hay un programa de vivienda donde se les da a las personas una parte, un down payment para que los que califiquen puedan agarrar una casa.
We know that there are programs that you don't want to share with us. We know that there's a program in housing where they give people money to help them put a down payment to get another place to live, and that you don't want to give it to us.
Y hay otros programas de reubicación los cuales ustedes no quieren emplear para nosotros.
And there's other programs where we can move to other places, but you don't want to help us with that. You don't want to give it to us.
Esto lo he sabido de una fuente de aquí.
I learned this from a source here.
Y pues nos damos cuenta, ¿verdad?, que están empleando el racismo contra nosotros.
And we notice that you're showing racism against us.
En estos documentos que traigo aquí son copias de una queja federal que hemos hecho contra la ciudad de Mesa. ¿Por qué? Porque están empleando el racismo contra nosotros.
In this envelope that I have here are some photocopies of a complaint that we filed against the city of Mesa with the federal government because you're being racist against us.
Sabemos que Jim Hamm dijo, porque ustedes le habían mandado un comunicado donde dice que él va a vender, pero nada más para hacer negocios y que ese lo quiere para hacer negocios. Entonces, ¿cómo es posible que dizque hayan comprado otras personas?
We know that Mr. Hamm was going to sell this place just for business sake and just to make money, and that there's another person that they say that has purchased it.
Y sigue la misma administración.
And the same administration is still there.
El todo sigue igual, entonces vemos que sigue el mismo Jim Ham ahí interviniendo.
Everything remains the same, so we see that Mr. Jim Ham is still there.
También nos hemos dado cuenta que por medio del señor Jerry Lewis fueron confabulándose para que de antes pudieran planear esto para sacarnos para sacar a los inquilinos de mesa y hacer el proyecto que tiene por el tren ligero.
And we also know that through Mr. Jerry Lewis there was a plan to carry this out so that you could move us out and do your project for the light rail.
Esto lo planearon de ya con tiempo y no nos avisaron hasta última hora para querernos sacar.
You planned it a while ago and you didn't tell us until recently so we could move out.
Entonces nosotros estamos exigiendo justicia. Queremos que ustedes, como tienen el poder, de que hagan algo, de que una reubicación o que nos indemnicen.
So we're demanding justice. Since you have the power, we're demanding that you help us move or that you help us with money.
Porque en sí, sí hay recursos federales.
Because there are federal resources.
Eso es todo.
That is all.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Next card I have is from Rosa Ramirez.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Rosa Ramírez y ya me conocen. Vivo en 644 West Main Street, lote 118.
My name is Rosa Ramírez and you already know me. I live at 644 West Main in lot 118.
Pues yo, verdad, al igual que ellos, pienso igual o un poco diferente, verdad, porque yo creo que hay muchas personas, el señor ya nos envió una carta, el nuevo dueño, de que va a vender.
Well, I as well as them, you know, I feel the same way as them. Maybe a little different. The gentleman that owns a property already sends us a letter that he's going to sell.
Entonces, yo creo que ustedes, si quieren, ¿verdad? Si quisieran ponerse de acuerdo, pudieran, en vez de este señor venderle a otra persona, la ciudad de Mesa pudiera comprar y hacer un gran proyecto ahí, algo bonito, y de esa manera yo creo que sí pudieran a nosotros ayudarnos para buscar otro lugar donde vivir.
I feel that you as a city of Mesa, you have the power to not let this gentleman sell the property to another person, and that the city of Mesa could get and do a beautiful project there and help us to relocate somewhere else.
Porque si ustedes hacen conciencia, hay muchos niños atrás, no los estamos usando para una conveniencia. Nosotros como adultos, ¿verdad? Podemos buscar donde vivir, pero ellos, los niños, siempre pensamos en ellos, que estudien, que salgan adelante, que el día de mañana nuestros hijos pueden ser unos como ustedes, que estén sentados ahí representando a este país, porque yo en lo personal estoy agradecida con Dios por estar en este país.
Because if you use your conscience, you know that there's a lot of children behind this, and we're not using the children to our advantage, but we want the best for our children. We want to educate them. We want a good life. And we want them to be like maybe you that's sitting back there. And ¿qué dijiste de Dios?
Estoy agradecida.
And you know, she's grateful that,
to
you know,
be in the United States.
That she has the opportunity to be in the United States. And you know, she also asks God for help.
Porque las autoridades en mi país son muy malas, muy corruptos.
Because the authorities in her country are very bad and very corrupt.
They're killing people, they're killing kids, they don't care about nobody. All they do is take the money and put it in the pocket. Everybody knows that. And so I'm very grateful to be here, and I know I'm praying, and praying a lot. You know, and all nights I say, God, please touch the hearts of those people. And I know that something good is going to happen to the Mesa Royale community. I have a lot of faith. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Ms. Ramirez. So that concludes the three speakers under items from citizens present. We'll now go back to agenda item 9, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. I will provide a response to questions that have been asked in the past, and I think they cover many of those tonight. Fernando, I'll just go down the same list that you have. We'll try to do them in the same order I don't know if we need to go to all of them, but we'll probably cover most of them. So okay. I'll read the first one, and then I'll just have you read that the translated portion, okay?
En este momento, el señor Brady va a responder a alguna de las preguntas que ha escuchado durante todo ese proceso. Y tiene una lista aquí, y va a comenzar a leer uno por uno. Quizá no cubra todo lo que está aquí, pero va a usar lo que está aquí enfrente de nosotros para contestarles.
And we can provide hard copies in the Spanish translation if they need, if they'd like them.
Si gustan, pueden tener una copia de ustedes que está escrito en español. Do you have a hard copy right now? Ya están en el salón allá afuera.
Okay. Does the city own the Mesa Royale property? No. Mesa Royale is a private property that has never been owned by the city of Mesa, nor is there any... No, is there a known public interest or need to acquire it by the city? The current owner is 6444 West Main Street, LLC.
¿Es la ciudad de Mesa dueña de la propiedad Mesa Royale? La respuesta es no. Mesa Royale es una propiedad privada que nunca ha estado en manos de la ciudad y no se conoce ninguna necesidad ni interés público por adquirirla. La actual propiedad es 644 Oeste Main Street, LLC.
Is the city going to buy the property to redevelop it for light rail? The answer, no. The city and the light rail authority have purchased all of the property necessary to build and operate the existing downtown light rail, and the city is not interested in purchasing or redeveloping the property for any other public purpose.
¿Intenta la ciudad comprar la propiedad como parte del proyecto de desarrollo para el tren ligero? La respuesta es no. La ciudad y las autoridades responsables del tren ligero ya han comprado todas las propiedades necesarias para construir y operar el actual tren ligero. La ciudad no está interesada en comprar o desarrollar esa propiedad para algún otro proyecto público.
Why isn't the city paying us for our trailers, paying us to move? Answer, the city sometimes purchases property to develop a specific project for a public purpose. When a city purchases property, it pays the owner fair market value, which is usually determined by an appraisal or a competitive selection process. The city pays relocation costs when it is acquiring land for a project. The city is not interested in purchasing the Mesa Royale land or trailers and will therefore not pay residents to relocate.
¿Por qué la ciudad no nos paga por nuestros trailers o nos da dinero para cambiarnos? Algunas veces la ciudad compra propiedades para desarrollar un proyecto específico con propósito público. Cuando la ciudad compra la propiedad, le paga al dueño lo justo, con base en el valor del mercado. Esto se determina mediante una valoración o un proceso de selección competitivo. La ciudad paga costos de reubicación cuando adquiere terrenos para algún proyecto. La ciudad no está interesada en comprar el terreno o los trailers de Mesa Royale. Por lo tanto, no puede pagarles a los residentes la reubicación.
Why isn't the city making the current owner pay us to move? Answer, the city has no interest in purchasing or redeveloping the property. The city cannot force the owner to pay residents for relocation costs.
¿Por qué la ciudad no obliga al actual propietario a que nos pague la reubicación? La ciudad no tiene interés alguno en comprar o desarrollar la propiedad. La ciudad no tiene bases legales para forzar el propietario a pagar a los residentes los gastos de reubicación.
What resources are available to Mesa Royale residents now? Answer, over the past year, several groups have offered to assist the Mesa Royale families and residents. The Mesa United Way, A New Leaf, and 4R Cities, Mesa, all nonprofit organizations in Mesa, have joined forces to collect and distribute community donations received. This nonprofit program is now called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. To be eligible for donations from this program, you must be a Mesa Royale resident and have a new lease agreement with a new landlord. The Neighbors Helping Neighbors donations can then be provided on a first-come, first-served basis to the new landlord to cover the first month's rent and other rental fees. When Mesa Royale families have a new lease agreement, they may call 480-833-9200 to make an appointment with Espy Torres to access available Neighbors Helping Neighbors resources.
¿Qué recursos están disponibles para los residentes de Mesa Royale ahora? Durante el año pasado, varios grupos han ofrecido ayudar las familias y los residentes de Mesa Royale, Mesa United Way, A New Leaf y For Our City Mesa, quienes unieron fuerzas para recaudar y distribuir donaciones comunitarias recibidas. Este esfuerzo dio como resultado un programa llamado Vecinos Ayudando a Vecinos. En inglés se conoce como Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Para ser elegible y recibir un donativo de parte de este programa, usted debe ser residente de Mesa Royale y tener un contrato de arrendamiento con el nuevo propietario. Las donaciones de Vecinos Ayudando a Vecinos se ofrecen conforme se solicitan y entregan al propietario para cubrir rentas y gastos asociados con la renta. Cuando las familias de Mesa Royale tengan un nuevo contrato, pueden llamar al 480-833-9200 para hacer una cita con Espy Torres y tener acceso a los recursos disponibles de Vecinos Ayudando a Vecinos.
We go to number 7. Why haven't the safety concerns at Mesa Royale been addressed in the past before the situation began? Answer, generally the city responds to complaints concerning violations of the city's building regulations. In this case, a formal enforcement action began in January of 2014, stemming from a complaint by a nearby neighbor. The city learned after an inspection that multiple building code violations existed, and enforcement action has been pursued.
That was number 7.
Mm-hmm.
¿Por qué no atendieron los problemas de seguridad en Mesa Royale antes de que comenzara toda esta situación? Por lo general, la ciudad responde a quejas relacionadas con violaciones a las regulaciones de construcción en la ciudad. En este caso, la ejecución de una acción formal comenzó en enero de 2014, derivada de una denuncia presentada por un vecino cercano. Las autoridades municipales se enteraron, después de una inspección, de que existían múltiples violaciones al código de construcción y desde entonces se inició un proceso legal.
Who is responsible for the safety and maintenance of the property and of the trailers? Answer, as set forth in Title IV of the Mesa City Code, the property owner is responsible for the maintenance of the trailer park and infrastructure, and the owners of the trailer units are responsible for maintenance of their individual living spaces. The city has the legal right and obligation to enforce its building code, Title IV of the Mesa City Code.
¿Quién es responsable de la seguridad y mantenimiento de la propiedad y de los trailers? Como lo establece el Título 4 del Código Municipal de Mesa, el dueño de la propiedad es responsable del mantenimiento del parque de casas móviles y de la infraestructura. Por su parte, los propietarios de los trailers son responsables del mantenimiento de su unidad y espacio individual. La ciudad tiene el derecho y la obligación legal de ejecutar su código de construcción, Título 4 del Código Municipal de Mesa.
Let's go to number 11. Why was the opportunity for the Arizona State Department of Fire, Building, and Life Safety relocation funding stopped, canceled for Mesa Royale? The answer, state relocation funds are made available by the state of Arizona. If a homeowner tenant is required to move due to a change in use of a property resulting in closure or redevelopment of the mobile home park, state law controls this process as set forth in ARS 33-1476. When the previous owner decided to sell the property with the intention of a new owner redeveloping the property, the relocation funds became available. When the owner decided to continue to operate the property as a mobile home park, the state relocation funds were no longer applicable, and the state closed the relocation process. If the current owner decides to close the mobile home park, the funds may be made available again. The state, the Arizona State Department of Fire, Building, and Life Safety would be responsible for that decision. They can be reached at 602-364-1032.
Número 11. ¿Por qué se le canceló a Mesa Royal la oportunidad de usar fondos de reubicación del Departamento de Bomberos, Construcción y Seguridad del Estado de Arizona? Los fondos estatales de la reubicación están disponibles en caso de que los propietarios inquilinos tengan que moverse, debido a un cambio en el uso de la propiedad que resulten en el cierre o en el nuevo desarrollo del programa de trailers. Las leyes estatales controlan este proceso, tal y como se establece en los estatutos ARS 33-1476 y siguientes. Cuando el dueño anterior decidió vender la propiedad con la intención de que otra persona desarrollara un nuevo proyecto en la propiedad, los fondos de la reubicación se pusieron a disposición de los residentes. Sin embargo, cuando el actual dueño decidió continuar operando la propiedad como parque de casas móviles, los fondos de reubicación quedaron sin efecto y el Estado cerró el proceso. Si el actual dueño decide cerrar el parque de casas móviles, es posible que los fondos vuelvan a estar disponibles. El Departamento de Bomberos, Construcción y Seguridad del Estado de Arizona sería responsable de esta decisión. Puede comunicarse con ellos al 602-364-1032.
Were other federal resources used or made available? The answer, federal funding was fully explored through local nonprofit programs, Mesa Housing Authority, Community Development Block Grants, Emergency Repair Funds, state and federal programs. These programs require individuals have legal residency or, like Section 8 housing, have a waiting list and a limited application timelines. The relocation-related funds that apply to the situation were offered through the Arizona State Department of Fire, Building, and Life Safety. These funds required individuals to have a title or acquire a bonded title to be eligible, and these funds also only applied to manufactured homes, not RVs or travel trailers. The manufactured homes that may have qualified for relocation were often in such poor condition or had been altered in ways that would not allow for successful relocation. To date, most of the severely deteriorated units have been removed, and in some cases, families relocated to another unit in the park, where another family had already moved and left behind a unit in better condition.
¿Hay otros recursos federales disponibles? Ya se exploró la posibilidad de usar fondos federales de programas locales no lucrativos como Mesa Housing Authority, Community Development Block Grants, Emergency Repair Funds, así como otros programas estatales y federales. Todas estas opciones requieren que los beneficios sean residentes legales o, como en caso de la Sección 8, tienen una lista de espera y plazos de solicitud limitados. Los fondos de reubicación que pueden usarse en situaciones como estas fueron ofrecidos a través del Departamento de Bomberos, Construcción y Seguridad del Estado de Arizona. Estos fondos requieren que las personas tengan un título de propiedad o que adquieran un título garantizado por un tercero para ser elegibles, o solamente pueden usar para casas prefabricadas, no para RV ni remolques. Las casas prefabricadas que podrían ser elegibles para recibir fondos de reubicación, por lo general, están en condiciones tan deplorables o han sido modificadas de tal manera que no pueden reubicarse. A la fecha, la mayoría de las unidades más deterioradas ya han sido retiradas y, en algunos casos, las familias reubicadas en otras unidades recientemente desocupadas y en mejores condiciones dentro del mismo parque.
How do we request Spanish translation services for the public meetings we attend? Answer, the city has created a dedicated translation request line for Spanish-speaking residents at 480-644-2767. Please contact the city at least 48 hours in advance of the meeting to request Spanish translation services. This approach complies with federal laws. While several city council members are bilingual, city council members are not at a council meeting as interpreters.
¿Cómo podemos solicitar servicios de interpretación en español durante las juntas públicas a las que asistimos? La ciudad ha abierto una línea de solicitud de traducción para los residentes de habla hispana. El número es 480-644-2767. Por favor, comuníquese con un mínimo de 48 horas antes de la fecha de la junta en la que necesita un intérprete. Este sistema cumple con las leyes federales. Aunque algunos de los concejales de mesa son bilingües, los miembros del Consejo Municipal no pueden fungir como intérpretes durante las juntas del Consejo.
Fernando, I'm going to go back to number 10 because I think I skipped over that one. So let's okay. Do number 10. Why was a 30-month extension given to the new owner if there are so many safety concerns? Answer, the city's enforcement actions began around the same time that the previous owner sought to sell the property. The current owner agreed to purchase the property, and the city entered into an alternative compliance agreement with the current owner. The alternative compliance agreement stays the city's enforcement actions against the owner and the residents for 30 months in exchange for the owner making immediate specified repairs to the property. The 30-month time period ends on March 21st, 2018. The city entered into the agreement to require immediate repairs and to give the owner a reasonable opportunity to bring the property into full compliance with the building code while allowing the mobile home park to remain open. Repairs and cleanup activities required to mitigate imminent hazards have been completed, and the city is monitoring the property to ensure that it remains compliant with the terms of the alternative compliance agreement. The repairs included, but were not limited to, the demolition and removal of certain unsafe structures, the cleanup of trash and debris, and the repair of the mobile home park's electrical system. At the end of the 30-month time period, the owner will have an additional 6 months to bring the property into full compliance with the city's building regulations. The 36-month period for full compliance ends on September 21st, 2018. The alternative compliance agreement does not require the owner to close the mobile home park.
Sí, faltó la número 10, entonces la está leyendo. Y lo que dice es, ¿por qué le otorgaron una extensión de 30 meses al nuevo propietario con tantos problemas de seguridad? Las acciones legales de la ciudad se iniciaron en la misma época en la que el antiguo dueño trataba de vender la propiedad. El nuevo dueño estuvo de acuerdo en comprar la propiedad y entró en un acuerdo de cumplimiento alternativo con la ciudad. Este acuerdo alternativo especifica le otorga un plazo de 30 meses para hacer reparaciones inmediatamente especificadas a la propiedad. De lo contrario, la ciudad tomará acciones legales en su contra. El periodo de 30 meses termina el 21 de marzo de 2018. El propósito de este acuerdo es obligar al dueño a que haga las reparaciones inmediatas y darle la oportunidad de poner la propiedad en condiciones de cumplir con el código de construcción, al mismo tiempo garantizar que el parque de casas móviles siga abierto. Ya se han hecho las reparaciones y actividades de limpieza que representaban un peligro inminente para los habitantes. Las reparaciones incluyen, pero no se limitan a, la demolición de retiro de ciertas estructuras inseguras, la limpieza de basura y escombros, así como la reparación del sistema eléctrico del parque. En este momento, la ciudad monitorea la propiedad para garantizar que se cumpla con los términos del acuerdo alternativo. Al final del periodo de 30 meses, el propietario tendrá 6 meses adicionales para tener la propiedad en condiciones seguras y cumplir con las regulaciones de construcción de mesa. El periodo total de 36 meses concluye el 21 de septiembre de 2018. El acuerdo de cumplimiento alternativo no requiere que el propietario cierre el parque de casas móviles.
So, Mayor and Council, that concludes the responses that we've had prepared. I believe we've covered most of the questions that have been asked tonight and in previous evenings. So that concludes this part of the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Eso concluye lo que tenemos en respuestas para la mayoría de las preguntas que se han hecho esta noche y en otras ocasiones.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brady. And again, your comments are a written response, and they've been translated into Spanish, and they're available and will continue to be made available at future council meetings if this folks with these questions continue to come to council meetings. Is that correct?
Correct.
Council, any questions or comments regarding this agenda item? Hearing none, the next item on our agenda is an adjournment, so I'd entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh. And a second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.